Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is CQ Roll Call's Policy Briefs, the latest in policy news from the CQ Roll Call newsroom. I'm Paul Prozac. Democratic leaders have been exploring every opportunity to pass their ambitious tax and spending policy agenda in a narrowly divided Congress. But late last week, the Senate parliamentarian dealt a serious blow to one of the options under consideration. Specifically, parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough laid out some limits to the use of a revised budget resolution. And the limits she laid out will make it difficult for Democrats to use a revised budget resolution either this year or next year. As we all know, Democrats used a fiscal 2021 budget resolution with reconciliation instructions to pass President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package in March. By using reconciliation, they were able to pass it in the Senate with a simple majority rather than the usual 60 votes that are required for legislation in the Senate. Now, Democrats are looking to pass another $4 trillion in proposals, including infrastructure, tax increases, immigration perhaps, and other spending programs and tax credits. The thinking was, if they could use a revised fiscal 2021 budget resolution with reconciliation instructions, they would get a second bite at the reconciliation apple. That would allow them to use reconciliation a second time in fiscal 2021, and then use it again for fiscal 2022. But in her opinion, McDonough said two key things about a revised budget resolution. First, she said the Congress that created the modern budget law in 1974 intended that a revised budget only be used under extraordinary circumstances, such as when there are major changes in the economy or emergency conditions. Second, she said a revised budget resolution cannot be automatically discharged from the Senate Budget Committee, unlike a regular budget resolution. That means if Democrats want to take up a revised budget resolution, Senate Budget Chairman Bernie Sanders will have to mark it up and report it out of committee. Now, if there were a tie vote in committee, there is a separate procedure to bring the budget resolution to the Senate floor. But there is an additional problem here. In order for the budget committee to vote on a budget resolution, a quorum must be present. And if the Republicans on the committee boycott the markup, there will be no quorum and no way to vote to report the revised budget resolution to the floor. So, at least for this Congress, which runs until January 2023, Democrats will most likely have to settle for trying to pass their agenda through one more budget resolution and round of reconciliation this year, and perhaps another budget resolution and round of reconciliation next year. And no one is saying that will be easy either. I'm Paul Krawczak with CQ Roll Call.